Yeah, fine.
Am I the first?
No, you're the second. I'm the first. That's an obvious one, that one. Yeah.
Right. How have you been filling your time in?
I'm at work. I've never been busy as like now. So I work from home. But there's so many things to do. Yeah. It's just crazy. So, yeah. I had a holiday planned on Monday, Tuesday, and most of last week. And I think most of it got cancelled. It's just last Tuesday left, kind of thing. So,
well, we've lost two holidays. One was in Italy in June.
Uh-huh.
And the other one was the Easter holidays. Take the two oldest grandchildren to a lodge.
Mm-hmm.
The lakes. And then we've got a one for September for Menorca. But I think that'll be hit on the head, like.
Yeah. Aye.
I think all holidays will be hit on the head this year, like.
It's hard to predict as well. I guess if they do the right thing, then yeah.
Tea for incredible mom.
Ooh, tea. Thank you. Yeah. Tea is welcome. Thank you.
Well, I'm having a glass of red.
All right. I started on my whiskey.
But
the family thought I needed a glass of tea, so here's my tipple for the night. Oh, where's the camera? There it is.
Oh, yes.
Irish whiskey.
And that's mine.
Triple cask.
And that's mine.
All right. Howdy's. Mm-hmm.
Shiraz.
Shiraz. That's a good one. And now having tea first, so.
Well, I've had a chest infection. Coughing through the night, Nad. You're frightened to phone the doctor up in case you get a one-way ticket.
Yeah.
So I was telling the neighbor next door, he says, what you want is some whiskey with honey and lemonade. I says, I've got no whiskey. So he brought it, a liter of whiskey.
Right.
So that's hidden in the garage. So, because I've been busy cleaning all the garage out, you know.
Uh-huh. All right.
That's me workshop now.
Yeah. It's a bottle half empty now.
It's not far away. It hasn't done anything on my chest, but I've been going to bed happy.
Yeah. Well, they say like a glass of wine or a glass of whiskey doesn't do much harm. This could be good for you.
Well, this is it. This is it.
But yeah, as usual, everything in moderation, I guess. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah.
So I put a picture on Facebook of the garage before and after.
All right. Let's have a look. Because I hardly go on Facebook nowadays. But is it your personal one or? One. There's a tad slow, this.
Is it?
Yeah. There you are. The batches in Chase Park.
Oh, Badgers and Chase Park. Yeah, that's
yeah.
That was the one
I've just put. There's Peter. The garage before and after. A grand opening. Wow. Nice. You're muted, Peter. There you are. Now you're on. No. No voice. Hey. I'm looking on the shelf for that bottle of whiskey.
It's behind the compressor.
Oh,
on the right hand side.
Yeah. Got to zoom in. We've got no sound, Peter. Don't know if you can hear us. No.
No sound. Can't hear you.
Hi, Kevin. Can you hear me?
Hello, Kevin. Yeah, I can hear you.
Very good. I can hear you quite clear.
We can't hear Peter at the moment. I think you need to look if something else is using your microphone. Or just quit and then come back in. I know, looks a lot tidier now to Paul, that garage.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Doreen.
Hi, dear Kevin.
Yeah, loud and clear.
Hello,
everyone. Hello, Ellen.
Hi, Carol.
Hello, Roy. And Carol.
Hi.
Hello, Roy.
Hello there.
Yep. Loud and clear.
Cheers.
Cheers, Roy.
Cheers, Doreen.
All right.
Cheers, everybody.
I was put on tea first.
Yes, Paul.
Yeah, cheers, everybody.
I love your hat.
Got the bottle waiting.
Oh, I know. It's because it's raining.
Is it?
It's going to be quiet with Peter not being able to say anything.
Oh, can you not see anything?
Lord for that.
No, can't hear you.
Hmm.
You might have to leave and come back in, or reboot your PC, or switch to the iPad.
Yeah. Gonna liberate Peter.
Hello, Liz.
Somebody will have to give him a ring.
Paul.
Evening.
Evening.
Yeah.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. It's cheers.
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 Yeah. Cheers. Tea for me.
Well, shall I start? I've been an alcoholic for 15 years.
I got my whiskey at the ready.
Evening, all.
Good evening.
Evening. Hi there.
Hello, Peter. Hello, Peter Strassheim.
Hello. You're laughing.
As I was just saying to everyone, Peter Dixon has sound problems, so his mic is not working.
Oh, it's poor bugger.
That's good. Excellent.
Excellent. Yeah. Oh, he's left. He's going to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he wants his revenge.
Interesting, last night when everyone was out clapping Colonel Tom, someone with an amplifier had got the whole of our road ringing with "You'll Never Walk Alone." It went down very well.
Hello, Colin.
Hey, Colin.
Good evening.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello. Hello, Colin.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right, you know, stuck up here in my garret.
Could be worse places.
Yeah.
All
wish I'd had it to go to.
Everybody gets a tip. Goodbye.
I think I can hear Peter now.
You can hear me now?
Yeah.
That's because you've changed your hat.
Peter's phoning in from Australia.
Aye.
Good day.
It's missing the corks, Peter.
Well, I'm not going to tell you where they are.
You've got rather a lot of top lighting for that brim.
I have my light in the ceiling.
Well, it's not an uncommon place.
Is that the biggest glass you had, Linda?
It was much fuller than that when I started.
You used the bucket next week.
What's in that, Linda?
Oh, there's young Colin.
Gin and tonic.
Good evening, Peter.
Have you got a crowner, no, Paul?
Oh, dear me. He must have found it in the garage.
I can find everything in the garage.
No.
Hi, Dave.
Are you all?
Hello, David.
Hello, Rebecca.
Oh, didn't you, huh? How many hats have you got there, then? Another one.
Is that Davy Crockett?
Yes. Is he a beaver?
Pardon?
Paul Hannum, watch yourself.
I'm not the beaver stuff.
There's ladies present.
Sorry, Davy.
Just don't worry, beaver.
I was going to say, point her out. See, Roy's hitting the hard stuff already.
Oh, well.
Cheers, Roy.
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers, Rebecca.
He's fell off the seat twice.
Yes. Hey, you're the only one who did some contest, according to Alan's email. You're the only one who completed it.
What? Shame on you all. Shame on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's good to have a bright one.
Good evening, Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Is Morgan coming on, Doreen?
I think he is. I don't know where he is. He said he was. He's probably asleep.
Well, I've been in contact with Tommy Cook.
All right.
Been talking to him on the phone, and I tried to get him to come on tonight. And you wouldn't believe the reason he's saying he probably won't be. He's got so many things going on the internet. Wow. And he's still active. He's taking photographs. So I asked him why he wants to come on and show some. But he wants to wait until the camera club starts again.
Got him. Might be a long wait.
I tried. He's been taking moonshots.
All right.
Moonshots.
There's not much else to photograph at the moment. Every 4 weeks, the moon comes up.
Oh, it comes up every night where we live.
I've got two jays visit the garden. I'm photographing them. Beautiful.
Oh, lovely. I love jays.
Fantastic. And the squirrels.
A tragedy in our garden this morning. A magpie grabbed this infant wood pigeon and killed it and started devouring it in front of the conservatory.
Oh. At least
I'm worried about a wood pigeon.
No, there's too many wood pigeons.
Yeah, dirty things.
Not that you wish them that. Not that you wish them that end, but there are.
Were you having your cornflakes at the time, David?
No.
Well, I've
I've built myself a homemade bird bath at the bottom of the garden.
Will you fit in there?
Lid and a chimney stack. I've got lots of things visiting.
Yes.
And your blackbirds are the ones that I like in the basket. They're the most energetic in my bird bath. They really go to town.
Yeah. I put up some feeders recently. I've never had any up before. Oh, and now they're eating me out of house and home. I'm having
you to do. Every day.
Yeah, you've got to keep up with them.
I know Steve's been complaining about the amount of muck that's all over.
Yeah. It's all Where's over. That hat from?
Pardon?
Where's that hat from, Paul?
Oh Paul.
Where's he? Oh, God.
It's his sweatband, I think.
Where's it gone now?
In the gym, have you?
Are you in? It's a narrow path.
It's from Madeira.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
It's got a built-in aerial.
Wi-Fi.
Mind you got it.
Come in, Major Tom.
Have any of the members got problems with magpies in their garden?
Got what?
Problems with magpies.
I don't have a problem with magpies. I absolutely love them.
They just come in and go.
Yeah.
Read the lists.
I have a family of five, two adults and three young.
They're
so well fed. They're beautiful. Love them.
My problem's cats.
I thought they were clashes German. You can shoot them.
Magpies? No. Beautiful. I'd rather
shoot them. You're not allowed to shoot them, Ed.
Are you not?
You're not allowed to shoot them because there's a guy who hates magpies and he's got a shotgun at home. But he said, I can't shoot magpies. They're a protected bird now.
Oh, really? I just use a shovel then.
Yeah.
they're a bit cagey. They seem to be a bit.
Apparently, you can use something like a long trap.
I've lost my long tail kit in the garden.
Oh.
Because I put a curtain up at the shed. Well, it's not quite a curtain. It's more of a scruffy old towel held up with a couple of nails. But it stopped it from making love to the window, except for. So it hadn't been there for a week or two.
Until it's probably died of putty poisoning, Peter.
Broken heart.
No putty. But. One day I left it half open by mistake, and there's a daft long-tailed tit out the window again because the curtain wasn't coming at all.
Peter, I think you're going to have to move house.
No, I'll just leave the curtain down. It's only bird we're getting.
Oh.
I've got a feeder and I've got a bird box. I think there's a bird in it hatching eggs, but we'll never see it apart from me looking at a little round hole. You can see something moving around inside. But at first I saw a bird going in and out. I've never seen anything for weeks.
Well, you get that bird out, you could have a good pinhole camera, couldn't you?
Good, like if I had one.
The only one I haven't seen for a long time is the woodpecker. I usually get one woodpecker pops in, but I haven't seen it this year at all.
No, we just get fat pigeons.
I see Les is there. Hi, Les.
Hello.
We are
Les.
Hi, Les.
Well, good evening, Colin. It's the first time he's appeared. Well done, Colin, for joining us.
You're welcome.
Paul came last time. So tonight, we are going to look at, with a bit of luck, if Gerben's sorted out. Are you ready, Gerben?
Hi, Morgan.
Hello.
I am just about ready.
Ready, because tonight, remember, Paul sent us a photograph a week or two or three ago, and we were asked to attack it with Photoshop or something similar, and we are about to see the results of that business of Photoshopping a photograph to see what we get. So, Gerben, over to you.
Yeah, there is that. And I have a question for mainly Leslie, because you sent me images. as if it was the members' night. We could show it at the end if we want to, if there's time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I would say if we've got time, we'll do it at the end, yes. If not,
so we know that is there, but right, I'll start sharing my screen.
How do you make a screen go full screen? Mine isn't full screen tonight. What do you press?
You're on a tablet, PC, right?
Pardon?
Are you on a tablet or a computer?
On a computer, desktop computer.
Right.
Put your mouse over the top right-hand corner, Roy.
Top right-hand corner.
Then it'll say enter full screen, or we go Alt F to get there. Well,
that says close.
No, just below that.
The very top right, the one underneath the close one.
I've lost the image now.
Top right hand corner underneath the close one, and you'll have a speaker view or a grid view or a
I've got a drop down menu. First, I haven't got full screen on the menu, no.
Oh, hang on.
I've got Zoom in the middle. I've just got Zoom in the middle now.
I can probably have a look.
Oh. It's funny, it hasn't been a problem before, but...
Are you going to share your screen, Gerben?
Yeah, I was just trying to help out Roy here. Settings. Right, share screen coming on. Can everyone see my screen?
No.
Yes.
See something.
Yeah. No, except, I've lost the screen.
Except Roy. I was just about to show Roy where he should have clicked. But obviously, if he can't see it.
Is it worth Roy leaving the meeting and then rejoining it?
I think that might be the thing to do.
Yeah. Bear in mind, if you close Zoom, it's still going to be in the tray bar at the bottom. You have to right click on it and quit.
Right.
Touch and then come in again as you normally do.
I'll go out then, yes. Close.
So while Roy's doing that, remember this?
Yeah, I've come on again.
All right. Can you see the screen now, Roy?
Yes, I've just got a small screen in the middle, which I want to get rid of. Yeah,
that's where I was trying to draw. Where you would click there. Sorry, there's not a good arrow, but that the square box there with the corners, that's your full screen.
Is it the one above it?
Oh, I see, yes.
So that'll take your full screen.
Yes, I've got full screen. I've just got the box in the middle. Oh, possible press exit to get rid of that. Is it press?
Yeah.
Don't press exit.
Right, X, C, double, where's that thing going? Oh, yes, okay. All happy now, yes.
Right.
Remember, folks, this was Paul's idea to attack a picture with Photoshop or some similar, and this is the photograph we started with.
Yep.
Okay, Gerben.
Yep.
This is the original, so...
Hang on. Yes,
focus on the right screen. So here's the first one. Carol.
Hi. Oh, well, you're definitely in a blue mood.
Did you take that with Gerben's old camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that's too much.
I can tell you what I titled it. A Touch of Gerben.
All right.
I'm
honored.
I like it.
Terrible.
And I was playing about with filters, and I saw this one and did cutting some, chopping some top off some sky and stuff, and I just loved that one, and it's all weird. It's all weird dreams.
I can't believe you love that one.
And then sort of Durban. So that's the first
one. Carol, you should explain to those that weren't here a few weeks ago that Gerben showed pictures from his faulty camera, which gave a...
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
we've all got faulty cameras.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hence, calling it Gerben.
Yeah, for those who didn't know, Gerben showed pictures like this that were taken properly from faulty camera. Yeah, and I didn't get this the way Gerben got his.
No, so you're thinking of entering this then for the next competition?
Not really. Not really. No.
There's another one from Carol. From
a camera.
Oh. What filter did that, Carol?
It was called Weird Dream.
Yeah.
Now this filter is, well, can anybody guess?
Infrared?
Solarization?
Yeah. No, not colorization.
It's called EDS.
Infrared?
Infrared, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I just did an infrared on this one, yeah. And I played about with a few filters. I've got some nice ones, some great ones, but I ended up with this. I quite like this one.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right. Very good. David, next.
Oh, that's the opposite extreme.
Well, I went into a tightish crop and then just used Nick Silver FX Pro and just scrolled down and just moved sliders and color filters and film types and just generally messed about in a massive way till I come up with something I thought was different.
Well, true.
Yeah.
My kind of monochrome, because my kind of monochrome is much more soot and whitewash, as members know. But this one kept detailing in the highlights and detail in the shadows, but it all went soft and bizarre. But I can't tell you exactly which sliders I moved. I just messed around till I found something which was totally away from my comfort zone. Hence, you've got this image here.
Yeah.
Quite
it almost looks like a sketch, David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's almost like a pencil drawn, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
There's a lot of grain which suits.
But unlike Paul Hatton, mine was taken on a misty morning because you can see all that lovely mist in the background.
It was taken on a lovely day. It wasn't Scotch mist.
It was Irish mist.
It was Irish.
Irish.
Just Scotch like is in my glass.
Just like what's in everybody's, some people's glass.
No, mine's red.
Anyhow, that's my effort.
Right. Thank you very much, David.
On to mine. Right. I was looking for a model, right? And then Facebook was the first person that was proper model. So,
ironically, fellow members, we were scheduled to visit that very location. That's the Devil's Tower in South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And we were due to go there in September.
All right.
Is this it's all in the bin now. Close Encounters?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Thought so, yeah.
It looks like it.
An alien in the car.
Don't
look
like Richard
Griffiths,
mind you.
That's all on Indian land, that Devil's Tower.
Right.
It was Martin Grock.
Yeah.
What are you doing with your hands, Peter?
I don't know, but he looks really pleased with whatever he's doing.
No steering wheel.
I found a steering wheel.
He blew the bonnet off anyway.
Anyway, that's a bit of cropping and changing. Photoshop's really good with cropping stuff out nowadays, so I had a bit of a go with that. This also used a couple of blenders just to tone down some of the colors and make it sort of near fitting, but yeah, it's quite tough to make it absolute seamless. I think it still floats a bit, but obviously the tires were hard to crop out as well because they were like hidden in the grass. So anyways, I can show you the Photoshop as well if you want.
Next thank you, Gilbert. That's great.
Kath?
Hello.
Good. I never even thought of that.
But I didn't get it exactly the way I wanted. I gave up before I completely got fed up with it. I think I put it in a filter first, like artistic strokes and things. I just fiddled around with it and changed the colours and played. And what you're I wanted to do was put a skeleton, and I had another one for the back as well, and I tried and I tried and I tried to get that skeleton in, and I really was on all day trying to get it in, and eventually I got it in and I lost it and I couldn't find it. I started again. Oh, yeah. And I found it. Yeah. So I did one image and that was it, so that's my effort.
Hang on.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I first had a skeleton on mine, then I decided to replace it with Peter.
One extreme you did there, Gervin.
I can still show you because I've got it in another layer. All right, thank you. Keith.
Is Keith Kirkland here tonight?
No, he isn't.
No, I haven't seen him.
No, he's not. All right, hey.
Excuse you.
Life studio.
Typical for Sunnyside.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? I thought it might be late after a long lockdown.
Hopefully not.
Is that your company car, Paul?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Bit of colour popping.
You got some nice window light in there, though, Paul.
Sorry?
You got some nice window light through the roof.
Oh, definitely, especially through the roof, yeah. Some lovely there, lighting, yeah.
Yeah.
A bit good of side light on the left there. Excellent. Yeah.
Well, right. Thank you, Keith, even although he's not here.
Hey, there's Peter again.
Oh.
Peter's popular.
It's a teeny weeny Peter.
I didn't know what Peter, had, honestly.
It's a cornetto. It's like you could peel an orange and he's
popular. Yeah, I love them.
Is this going to be my epitaph?
Yeah. Yeah. Pigs don't fly.
You're feeling well. What you actually see on here is straight out of the camera.
I bet you called this one, Morgan, I bet you called this one Behind You.
Yeah, well,
I nearly
called it Hurry Up and Finish That Ice Cream, Peter, but it was just up with it and putting things on. And that's where I got out of it. That was my effort.
I love the birds on the fence.
Yeah. I do as well.
Was that straight all done in camera, Kevin?
That's all in camera. That there's no filters or anything put on there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm still wearing the hat as well.
You were. Yeah. I took that picture of Peter up the Northumberland coast when we had one of our days out. I don't know whether you remember it, Peter, but we were having coffee and you chose to have an ice cream, and I took your picture when you weren't looking. It would come in handy somewhere.
So that's my effort. I only put the one in, so there you have it. Just
thank you, mate.
Okay. Well, in the background as well, wasn't it, Peter?
Very good.
There's so much to look at, like flying pigs. Anyway,
get out the camera.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, I like that.
This is another Nick software, the Silver Effects, and put a slight sepia tone on, tried to age it down a little bit. And put a
is that the antique plate, Peter? Sorry.
Sorry?
Is that the antique plate?
The antique plate, yeah. And then afterwards, I softened it down a bit further and tried to put a little bit more grain on.
I like it. Like the border.
Yeah, there's something different. Just playing around with it.
I see Paul's sign's falling off the building anyway.
Yeah, I took that off.
He's out of business.
was a bit of a puzzle as to what to do next. So if you put the next one on, Gerben.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. It's a bit of a puzzle.
I couldn't, four bits, I don't know where to go. Yeah. So, anybody can.
No Peter Dixon on it.
No Peter Dixon. No.
Thank the Lord.
The template for the jigsaw came off the internet, and then I had to cut these pieces, little bits out. And you couldn't paste, so you paste them on a different level, and then you can swing them around and move them to wherever you want them. But I had to put a bigger background on because originally you had them on top of the jigsaw, but they didn't look anything. So I made
I think you should have made a video of actually trying to fit the pieces in.
Les, there's a shortage of jigsaws. You need to sell this one.
Yeah, good. Do you think it would do well?
Not with four missing pieces.
Oh, they're down the side. The Yeah, you can actually get bigger templates with more jigsaw pieces on. So that would have made it a bit more complicated. But it's funny doing something like this because you learn little things. You know, you think, how am I going to do it? And I had to use a pen tool to cut these out. So I've never used that. So there's always something new on it.
Well done, Les. Thank you.
Good. Excuse me for a couple of minutes. I've got a bit of a problem. My glasses upstairs and me wine's downstairs.
Oh, dear. Wine's
the most important. Right. Better finish.
Bad planning, Les.
Bad planning.
Mm-hmm. Can you not text your wife?
We get to them.
That would be interesting to see what the replies are.
Good. Great, Les. Two completely different things.
Mm-hmm. Give him a few seconds.
Yeah.
I don't know about anybody else, but I found this really difficult. I was just completely devoid of any inspiration with this.
Yeah. They're hard.
Good for Carol of Fiver to buy one of hers off her.
Yeah.
That'd be like 20 quid more.
You judge that in a minute, Linda.
Sorry?
We'll judge that in a minute, Linda.
So I just, the only thing I could think about was swap one car for another. And I got, it took quite a while. And somebody else said they lost, I think it was you, Kathleen, they lost the will to live. And I did a little bit as well towards the end. So it got a bit raggedy round the ends. But I from the Route 66 holiday, I had a vast selection of cars. So I just had to choose the biggest one I could find and plunk it in. And I had to do quite a bit of cloning out to get rid of the bonnet of the other one. So it just sort of felt as if it was a bit lacking in inspiration.
It's a good before and after, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's called. It's got a nifty title. Though. It's called Better Out Than In.
Linda, I can't see where you put me.
No, it was. I had the little you, Peter, and the little you didn't come up to the window.
I thought I might have been in the boot.
Yeah, notice it's for sale as well.
Mm. Did you not fancy it, Linda?
Yeah, it was lovely actually.
You have to go to Albuquerque to buy it.
33 Chevy Chick Vicky. Chevy Vicky. Right. Let's give her a call. I like it. Right.
Talk exchange.
Well, he wants $45,000 for it.
Whoa.
Thank you, Linda.
Oh, another one who swapped it. Mm.
Yeah, I thought I've done these, and I've kind of flipped the horizon, and it looks better from on the left hand side, and I've just darkened down the background and just played around with some of the colours, just sort of desaturated the colours in the car. Then I found this photograph that the woman that's inside the car, it's actually a picture of a wall, graffiti in London. So I just thought I'd just stick her in there, and then I just put her in the back seat and just reversed it as well.
She doesn't look very happy.
I thought I'd just... We're sitting in the car like that.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Either with you, she was in London 5 minutes ago.
She's just got the repair bill.
I know that'd be quite a bit of a bill, but if you're sitting in there, you're going to be disappointed. It's not going to go anywhere, is it?
I thought Peter looked different.
I've got his purple hair on that one.
Good thing, hold on. But also, I just cropped out the top part of the picture. I just cropped out the sky as well. Yeah, this is my second one. This was the first one I'd done. What I'd done was I duplicated the image and just blurred the duplicate image and just blurred the background. So it separates the background to the car. Then I converted black and white and sepia toned it and just darkened it down a little bit more just to make the car stand out from the back of the building. And that just enhanced the colours a little bit. I've actually cleaned up a bit of the foreground as well. I must admit, when I took this picture, when I took it, I thought to myself, I don't know what I'm going to do with it because it's a bloody awful picture. But when this caught the challenge, sorry,
I'll second that.
When you get this challenge. Yeah, you kind of just give everybody just an easy image to work on. You've got to get them to get the old juices.
I'm just being cheeky.
And I must admit, when I sent this image out, I mean, Christ, what am I going to do with it?
Well, yeah, yes, Vernon.
We should have sent more back.
I'm thick skinned now. You can see anything with them up, but then. If we're going to do another one, I've got a humdinger of an image. Get that again. Anyway, that's my two.
Thank you very much, Paul. That's great. Right. Paul.
Cheers.
Oh, this should be fun.
The Revenge of Peter.
Whoa. Peter Dixon again.
Whoa. Oh. Kangaroo in it.
That's not while I was in Australia. I found this old shed in a car in the outback.
I think you found some LSD.
It's demonstrating Peter's love for colour photography.
That's right. I've converted, but don't tell Ed.
Uh-huh. Ed loved this one.
I've just come back in the room. I had to go for my dark glasses, actually.
In Photoshop, I found a tree filter. So the trees on the left and right are out of Photoshop. And there's a whole different trees you can use, you know. So that was interesting.
And, Peter, do you not think it's been a bit overdone, Peter?
No. Just in case you missed last week's talk, this is a kangaroo in the bottom right-hand corner, in case you haven't seen a one before. on top of the roof is a rainbow lorikeet.
All right.
I just put that in to add a little bit of colour.
My picture's jumping around. Is that anything to do with the kangaroo?
I think I might have another one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Tim fell in the trees.
I tore that one.
The kangaroo hopped it and the parrot flew off. I think
I can't remember the name of that filter, but it's quite effective, isn't it?
It's one of those painterly effects. I forget what it is. It's something like facet.
Quite a nice effect. That's a
good effective picture.
Yeah.
A lot of feedback from my microphone.
It's quite artistic, but we're not going to describe what sort of artist you are.
Got a glass in his hand. Begin with P.
Well, we lost Peter, I think.
Anyway, thank you, Peter. Anyway. I quite like that one. Another Peter.
Another Peter.
Yes, he could have put it in the cathedral.
Oh, very different.
Call this one the magic pool.
Magic pool.
I thought I'd restored the shed with a bit of drawing in Photoshop. And I thought, what can I do for a car? I thought I should try and get the right model of car, but I hadn't a clue what the model of car was, to tell the truth. I wouldn't care, I'm quite good with cars.
It was a Fiat.
What?
It was a Fiat Panda.
Was it
a Fiat Panda?
Never. I would never have believed it. Four door. No door. So I just wanted a modern car, and I thought, well, I'll stick in a classic car from a classic car show went to a few years ago, and I just picked one out and flipped it. And that was it, really.
Made it put a long tail tit on the window, Peter.
Peter Dixon's better than that.
A pump, so it can't fly anymore. So the middle bits from the seaside, the rocks just align the pond, and I think the blue bit was sea or something. Yeah, it's a sea from somewhere. But I mean, that was it. It was funny, I turned it upside down, and then I recognised the car, because I was thinking it was a Mark II Jag, and it's not. So next gear, 150, the Jag that preceded A-Type. Anyway, that was it. Okay.
Thank you, Peter. Very different to you, this. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Rebecca? Dreamy.
I've lost my Nick filters. I was going for them, but I've lost them in the upgrade. And I thought, all right, I quite like cloning. And I'm into property renovation, so I thought, right, here it goes. So I've rebuilt the roof. I've filled in the horrible sky. I've done some more plants down this side. I covered up the wood at the bottom and the plastic pipes. I didn't want those in. I've added a bit more graffiti inside, and the rusty railing for the shelves, I've extended that with a couple more rails on it, and copied the dead ivy, put some more dead ivy on the front and the roof, and moved a bit of moss around, and tidied up the front. I repaired all the front of the barn thing and filled it all in, so I thought it was starting to look more usable again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can he build a rabbit?
The car still looks as though it needs a bit of attention.
Well, I've given up on that one.
Put a new garage door on it?
Yeah,
should I put a new garage door on it?
Rebecca, we'll all be getting you to do our renovations now.
Yeah. It was quite straightforward. I enjoy cloning, so I went to town on that.
That's great, thank you.
Real. Roy, next.
Well, I started it later because due to negligence on my part, I missed it.
No.
But then on Friday night, when Linda was saying how she hadn't been inspired, I realised I hadn't seen it. Alan sent it me, and so I got it Saturday morning. I wasn't inspired, but I went down to breakfast. You get things from Alan nice and early. By the time I'd had my breakfast, I remembered that I'd actually got a photograph of someone holding their bonnet open. And so I came up again, had a second look, turned it into monochrome so it looked more like my work. Mm-hmm. And then I just started putting things from the file in it. So the lad is actually my lad. 40 years ago, his first car, he was working on it, and he just put his hand up on the bonnet. He got the bonnet open. And so the various things, the dog I put in first, sitting in the passenger seat, but it looked good when I put it in. Now it looks rather trivial. You hardly notice it. I shot some hens in Scotland. My son's got hens, and I thought, well, I can't go around because of the lockout, but I'll get him to send me a few hen photos. And I remember some Scottish hens. So I popped them in. I got two choices for the little man. This fella, some of you might recognise at Beamish. I thought the wall was boring, so a bit of graffiti. I thought that sky was a boring hole, so I thought the bird coming into land.
It's good.
I did everything except the cat within a couple of hours and or less. Well, anything I can't cut out in 5 minutes, I don't want for a job like this. And I'd still got a hole where the cat was. And I got quite a few cats, but one or two of them were too furry and fluffy to cut out quickly. And so I left that hole for the time being. Sunday morning, I opened the Sunday Times, and what should I see but a Turkish cat, a stray, wandering across the page. So I cut him out almost immediately and popped him in, and that's finished it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much, Roy.
It's good.
Very good, Roy.
It's great.
Roy, is that Border Collie Glenn?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. So. Yeah. Yes, it's definitely Glenn. Well, the one he's got now is too dark. Glenn's got a nice markings on it.
Yeah.
I wonder whether I should just had him a little bit higher, but by then I've cut the bottom off him. So you can't change your mind then.
And Roy, why 41?
That just happened to be a number I had on a car my son had as a scrap car. I thought if I went into text, the numbers would be too clean.
Yes.
So, but my son had a scrap car with 41 on it. So I had a look at that. And they needed tilting slightly. They were too upright. But so I just transferred them from that. They are fairly clean, but it doesn't seem to matter. I just made them a bit lighter. The cat was a bit clean cut, so I just made it a bit lighter rather than bothering trying. You know, you're not trying to spend a lot of time on something. It's just a quick image, but you just want to try and do something a bit
more. There's something missing. I've already got the, well, something too much there. I've already got the clothes on.
Roy!
Yeah.
Is that bird in the sky a gannet?
Yes. It's a gannet. Yes, it's a gannet coming in to land on the Bass Rock. And it has two webbed feet. And for a while it had its webbed feet and it ended up a bit stupid. Now, suddenly realised if I took the webbed feet off it, it might be okay. And it's a lot better. Yes, Roy, no, that's recognisable.
Roy, did you see the last PAGB circle on the emails? They tagged one of your photos in. It's one of the best over they've had over the last 15 years. You've not seen it, the last PAGB magazine that came out.
Yeah.
The online one. They said they started having competitions about 1995. So at the end of the article, they had about half a dozen pictures that they liked that had been they'd won awards over the years, and one was yours with the girl lying on the bed. And
it had the master who people who got the masters MPAGB the masters. It said the last master who, those who got the masters in the last century. One from each. Yes, right. my one. It's called Cottage Nude. He always kept one print, and you were supposed to get it back if you asked for it in a year, but I never got it back, so I still got it in the pile. But then he's got another of mine on his wall in the guest room, so he likes them.
Yeah, pretty good.
Well, thank you very much, Roy.
You're welcome.
It's very good.
I tried to find something to go in the tree, but I couldn't.
All right. So that was it.
That's them all. Thank you very much, everybody.
It was good.
Interesting.
Don't let Peter choose the picture next time. It was too hard.
Paul chose that one.
Paul chose.
I'm going to bet the one for the next round if we have one.
We need to change the title to image mutilation rather than image manipulation.
Yes, we had one time of those black bags that they have silage rolls in the farm in the field. I must say that didn't inspire me.
Well, Gilman, did you say it was Leslie had images to show?
Yeah, we can do.
We've got time, haven't we, if Leslie's happy to do it now?
Go on then. There we are.
Folks, this one's the boardwalk, the Corkscrew Swamp in Florida. I originally did it in colour, but I converted it black and white.
I like black and white.
I haven't got it yet. Here we go.
Les, that's a way, way better than your coloured one, mind.
Yeah, it's lovely, that.
Absolutely.
Yes, it looks right, black and white.
Nice image,
Next one, go. This is the cloisters at Glasgow University.
Lovely.
Was originally a lot lighter, but I've darkened it down a bit. I think I might have overdone it.
No, I think it's perfect.
I like it.
Yeah, it's got very strong, good contrast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is that Glasgow, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice atmosphere.
It's lovely.
That's beautiful, Les.
Open, please. Shot a Glencore from years back. Still a bit messing about, obviously, I did it in colour. Converted to black and white. I quite like that as well.
Les, I think when we actually meet at the community centre in the course of time, you can actually sit there. I'll allow you to sit next to me at the back.
Right, next one,
you could join the black and white club, Les.
Yeah.
Oh, Peter, your membership's been withdrawn, did you know?
I keep forgetting I'm now a colour photographer.
I was just going to say welcome to the colour club, Peter.
Whoa,
Leslie's
talk.
Sorry.
Yeah, this one's talking the Sierra Nevadas. Beginning of spring, it was pretty cold there.
A bit of loss of highlight detail in the bottom half, I think, of this one. They've been very good up to now, but some of the stones are just a little bit burned out in the bottom half of this, and yet the top half's fine.
That's a lovely soft sky, Les.
Yeah, sky is beautiful.
Looks fine on my screen.
Next one, Robin, please.
Yeah, coming up.
It's Kilchurn Castle on the shores of Loch Awe.
Oh. Never seen that.
No, never been there.
Not much of a left, but...
No.
It's on the way to Auburn.
All right. South Shore.
Yeah. It's on the way to Auburn.
It's a liquid Loch Awe. Commonly known as the Black Lock. Did that a few years ago. Next one, Gerben, please.
That's a lovely view, that, isn't it? Is that from Milton Teasdale, Les?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love the undulation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way the light just picks it up and separates them.
It's called Kirkcarron, reputedly to be a Viking burial ground.
That's like Tuscany in Middleton, Teesdale.
Yeah.
Walked up there many a time.
Nice, lovely view of that, Liz. Nice one. Mm-hmm.
Next one, Kirkman, please. Or the sand path should have darkened it down a bit.
Mm-hmm. It's quite bright.
It's almost like infrared, Liz.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Next one, Gerben, please. Just to save you.
Where is that?
I don't know why I put it in. I don't care much for it.
Looks like Loch Linney, that.
Yeah. Here's the next photo challenge. This one.
Yeah, that would be good.
We had a building before.
Yeah,
we've done buildings.
Used to be the warden's office at Alcatraz. That was originally known as Bird Island.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the prison's gone. Oh, it's just a ruin. The birds are all coming back. When we were there, there was lots of photographs on the wall. And they're all different prisoners. And there's one guy who was supposed to be America's most notorious bank robber. Anyway, my wife, who's this lady here, she came over to us, she says, that man there, the most notorious bank robber. She says, he's standing over there, doing a book signing. I says, I didn't meet that. So she went and had a chat with him. She says, is that you on the photograph over there? He says, yeah. She says, well, how are you getting out of prison? Supposed to be America's most notorious bank robber. He says, ma'am, I found God. He got released and he wrote a book. And she went back to him and buy one of his books. And she popped the question and she says, all the money you're supposed to have stolen, did you hand it all back? And he only said one word. Ma'am, that was it. Next one, Gerben, please.
The story.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
It says Wardley Gill. You get to this place, drive through Alston, come out the other end, drive about a mile. There's buildings on the right hand side of the road. Park your car there, cross over to the left hand side, and go down to that. There's a waterfall there as well. It's a bit precarious.
Les, is this a waterfall you can actually stand behind? You can get in behind it?
I don't think so, Ed.
No, it's on Draw Force.
It's in the deals.
Next one, Corbin, please.
Where's the last one? That's it.
Thank you very much, Leslie.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
Yes. Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, tonight officially is the last meeting of the season. Is that right, Les?
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Yes, it would have been Doogie Allen.
So, yeah. So what I want to ask you all is, would you like to continue having Zoom meetings like this whilst we're in lockdown over the next month or two or three or whatever over the summer?
Dave, would you give me a chance to have a look at my diary just in case it's full for next week?
The social calendar is overflowing. Well, if it's next week,
forms
on.
For you, for you next week.
Yes.
Could be going to the off license.
Well, I think I could probably make it.
Okay.
Me too.
Next week, as somebody has pointed out, next week is the official bank holiday for VE.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want a meeting then? We had one on Good Friday.
Yeah.
Why don't we all try and get an image with a military background, with it being VE Day? Why don't we all try and get a military picture?
See what we can, okay?
Yeah. All right.
And then do you want to continue having weekly meetings after that for the next... You know, month or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
I would like to.
We'll do that then. I'll pick you up, Colin, next Friday.
It's about saying.
Ed, whose turn is it to drive next week?
I can't remember. Ed. It's Ed.
So is that confirmed for the theme for next week? The theme for next week, image with a military background?
Yeah, Dave's got a good pool of them.
Yeah, I imagine, yeah.
I've got one or two.
David, what happened to the isolation competition?
Well, I was just about to come on to that, but basically I've had notification. The judge, a friend of mine, has finished judging, and he said he was going to make comments on each photograph to a positive criticism, as it were, and get back to me. Now, he hasn't gone back to me since, so I was going to say, if he's available, should I invite him to a Zoom meeting in next week or the week after or whatever?
Good idea.
Yeah. And he can join us. I mean, he lives in Swansea, but that doesn't matter when he's Zooming, does it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Gerben, I will let you know his email address when I hear back from him. Is that all right?
That's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So he's judged them and he will be back to me shortly. Now, the next thing is, we've had one competition. We haven't had the results yet. Would you like to have a second competition of the same sort of lockdown theme over the summer since we can't do anything else?
David, can I come in there, please?
You can.
I've just sent a report in to Alan, which... obviously, you haven't got a copy of, and I've put a whole raft of ideas down for the committee meeting next week. Thanks to the people who've contributed to that, you know, like Sir Kath and Ed, Les, and whoever. I might have missed some names out. Sorry if I have. But, if people have got ideas, let us know what they want. And the committee will discuss it next week when we'll have our Zoom committee meeting.
Okay, so we'll discuss all this next week in the committee and then report back.
Yes.
Next meeting over Zoom.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Peter.
Okay.
Jack's out for next Friday.
You mean the Union flag?
I've got one.
Who had their English flag out? I think I was the only one in the street had mine out.
On the 23rd of April.
Union Jack.
Yeah. St. George's Day. Yep.
I'll aim me kilt.
The main bugger.
I'll be first. Make sure you're wearing it. He wears his sporran on the inside in the winter.
So, the other thing to say is, if anybody's got any more suggestions for the set subject for the photographic competition, please send to Les, because this is your final opportunity. Yeah. And anything for the committee meeting, please send to Alan as soon as possible, because this is your final opportunity. And the committee meets on Wednesday, and we will all meet next Friday, if everybody's happy.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah. Definitely.
Thanks, Gerben.
Thank you, Gerben.
Thanks, Gerben. Pleasure, as always.
Stay safe.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.